And at just about 9 o'clock, good morning to y'all. It's Friday morning, which means it's once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get the music going. And this is new music, as a matter of fact, from Mercer and Johnson. Back in a few minutes, it's Mike, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Welcome to the program, everybody. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, July 5th, 2019. That's new music from Mercer and Johnson. Fantastic stuff. Hope you enjoy it. You're not going to hear that anywhere else right now. It is Open Mic Radio, and what we do here is feature interviews and live music with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. We have in-studio performances oftentimes. We won't today. We'll have a special guest in the studio with me, though. And we also do a weekly rundown of musical events, usually over the weekend. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be with you this morning, I should say, and I'm glad you're here with me. It's a hot and humid Friday. I don't know if it's going to rain more, quite a bit in the last couple days here. First Friday, as it were, here in Columbia around this time each month. Let's hope we can keep the rain away. A lot going on in town this weekend. Get out there and try to enjoy it. How about it, okay? All right, a little bit later in the show, we are going to have Mr. Mike Nolan in the studio with me this week. Mike is the general manager of the Blue Note and of Rose Music Hall as well. He does a hell of a lot to bring good music to Columbia here, and we're going to find out what's in store for the rest of the summer and into the fall. So we'll talk with Mike about music and upcoming shows, a bunch of stuff like that. I'll spin some songs, and we'll do it up like we do on Open Mic Radio every Friday. We'll also do a look around town, see what's happening tonight and tomorrow. It's Friday, so lots to do. Again, first Friday. And Always music happening, lots going on. So, weather permitting, but even so, we'll see what happens, okay? All right, swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. You'll have to come in the back door because there was a fire on the roof a couple nights ago, apparently, and the fire department guys busted in the front door, and now we can't get it open. You'd think that you wouldn't be able to get it closed after something like that, but I guess they jammed it back in there after they left, and now we can't get the freaking door open. So we've got some people out there working on that. So if you're going to come by, come on up the back alley, okay? All right, great time on the program last week. My good friend Dave Dernley came down and hung around with me. He played some fabulous songs, and we had a good talk as well. Dave actually shared some new songs, as a matter of fact, stuff that hadn't been heard by the general public, i.e. you and me. So very grateful to have Dave for sharing his music with us. He's fantastic, great songwriter, great guitar player, and a super cool guy. All right, thanks again to Mr. Dave Dernley. We had a call from our troubadour drummer pal, Justin Hickerson, as we often do. We'll hear from Justin later in the show today, I hope. We'll see if he's available. But all right, this morning in the studio with me, Mr. Mike Nolan. Mike was here in January. I thought it'd be nice to sit down with him again and find out what's happening at the Blue Note and Rose over the next few months. I'm going to play another one first, then we'll come back and we'll have a chat with Mr. Mike Nolan, okay? I mentioned that there was new music from Mercer and Johnson at the beginning of the show. Well, those guys have a new record. It's just about to hit the streets. And I had Shannon and Brock on the air with me actually Monday night, and they shared some of the new songs with me. So again, I'm going to share another one that's new from Mercer and Johnson, not available yet. So this is the only place you're going to hear it. Appreciate those guys for sharing it. Unless, of course, you were at the Red, White, and Bluegrass Festival on Wednesday night down at Rose. Those guys played along with the likes of Julian Davis, who just tears it apart, and the Boone Howlers were there, River Ghost Review. Excellent show a couple days ago down at the park at Rose. And anyway, I think I'll play one from Julian Davis in a bit. But right now, this is Mercer and Johnson new stuff. This is a song that's called Where You Stay. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Back in a few minutes with Mike Nolan.
It's another Crescent City disaster. Turbine shot and the love lost in the specs. They might as well try to fill all the potholes. She kept her muses, he ride wrecks. Where you stay, baby, where you stay? Where'd you go to high school? What's the cowboy chords you play? Let's grab some lunch. Talk about dinner yesterday. Where you stay, baby, where you stay? Then you turn about 2 hours west, where the weather's nice and no one gives a shit how much you drink. You might as well try to sleep in a steel mill. Headache factory takes no breaks. Where you stay, baby, where you stay? Where'd you go to high school? What some cowboy chords you play? Singing French, or did you move here yesterday? Where you stay, baby, where you stay? Cowboy chords you play. yesterday. Where you stay, baby, where you stay. Let's grab some drinks, forget about dinner anyway. Where you stay, baby, where you stay.
All right. Once again, new music from Mercer and Johnson. That one's called Where You Stay. You'll be able to hear that and a bunch of other ones on their new record that's coming out very soon. I don't know exactly when, but in the next few months. All right. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. As I mentioned, my friend in the studio today is Mike Nolan. Mike is the general manager of the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall as well. So we'll just jump right in and say hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for being here, man. All right. So... We have got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of things that are happening at Rose and at the Blue Note over the course of the next few months. But let's start with what happened on Wednesday. There was a great show, the Red, White, and Bluegrass Festival. I've been playing some songs from Mercer and Johnson, but you had some other great acts down there. Talk a little bit about that show, and then we've got the other Red, White, and Blue show tonight.
Yeah. The show the other night was awesome. It was a good kickoff to the holiday weekend, I think. As you said, Mercer and Johnson are always great. No strangers to our stages out there at Rose. But yeah, the weather ended up being perfect. We had... I think like just under 400 people there, so the park was packed, spread out with lawn chairs.
Greatly attended show.
Yeah, atmosphere was awesome. Everyone's drinking beer, eating tacos. it was a good time. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I actually, even though Julian Davis has played at our clubs a few times, I'd actually never been in the right spot and been able to catch him. So his set was awesome. So
hopefully he can really play.
Yeah, hopefully we get him back soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a great night. And then we keep all the festivities going this evening. So yeah, Red, White, and Blues. We kind of did like a combination of like one of our normal Friday happy hours, and this being first Friday, we have the Fried Crawdaddies, heavy hitters in the music scene here.
And that's for happy hour, actually.
So I mean, basically it's going to be one extended happy hour, essentially.
All right.
So we're going to open gates at 5, music will start at 5 like normal, but then normally when people are used to the tunes ending at 7 and either sticking around or maybe going somewhere else while we flip the room for another show, instead of that, it's just going to be one long happy hour, essentially, with a bunch of great local blues bands. So,
all right, so we got the Crawdaddies. Who else is going to be playing this evening?
We got Flyover Country and Fox Deluxe. I actually haven't heard Fox Deluxe. Flyover Country's great.
They come down and do happy hour once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think it's going to be awesome. I think we'll have our normal crowd that's there, and then I'm expecting quite a few other people as well. I know we got a chance of some nasty rain, but luckily, if anything happens, we'll just move the show inside. Yeah,
and I got a feeling the evening is going to be okay. It's going to be like it was last night. It kind of rained during the day, and hopefully it'll clear up by evening time.
Yeah,
that'll be a great show. The Fried Crawdaddies, or at least four or five of them, were here with me a couple weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
And they've actually got new music coming out too. I think I'll play. I'm going to play one from them in a minute here. But let's finish talking about what's happening tonight, and then we'll play a song.
Yeah, I was just going to say that those are all the acts. Everyone's getting kind of an extended set. We might have like a 30-minute opener. Everyone's, I think, getting at least like 75 minutes or an hour and a half or something like that. So, it'll be a lot of good tunes in the park this evening.
Yeah, that's great. When bands get a chance to kind of relax a little
spread
bit,
wings,
spread out a little bit, you'll
get
to hear a lot of stuff that you wouldn't normally hear.
Probably some of these new cuts I would expect from the Crawdaddies. So,
awesome. Yeah. All right, and I think the Blue Note's dark tonight, right?
We are, yeah. The Blue Note, it slows down a lot in the Blue Note over the summertime, but we have a rockin' show coming up tomorrow at the Blue Note.
What's that one?
That is Phineas Gage. So listeners might remember Steve Arangi from back in some of the old school Blue Note days, but that's like a reunion show for one of his old bands. And then
they're with Mercury Trio and a band called The Unfashionables.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a 9 o'clock show tomorrow. So only a $5 show. That's going to be a great rock and roll show.
Yeah, it's a steal. I think that one's going to be pretty packed too. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of folks coming up from Jeff City. Obviously, all the local rockers in our scene here. So it'll be a good time.
All right. Well, we've got other things to talk about, but let's take a break here and we'll play one from the Fried Crawdaddies. I've got one from Phineas Gage too, but we'll wait a little bit to hear that one. Anyway, this one is a new one called Concepcion. And I guess this will be on the next Crawdaddy's release, whenever that is, John wasn't willing to give me any kind of a firm date. It was really funny when I asked him when the record was coming. I said, "Oh, you said it's coming out sometime last month."
Keeps it close to the chest.
Right. Anyway, so I've got Mike Nolan with the studio with me in the studio here, and we'll come back with him in just a minute. We got Summerfest stuff to talk about too, probably.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, okay. We do.
All right, we'll do that. But here's one from the Fried Crawdaddy's. Once again, new music. This is called Concepcion. It's Mike. You listen to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Another new one there from the Fried Crawdaddy. Sounding really, really good. And you can catch them tonight at Rose Music Hall. They'll be playing at the Red, White, and Blues Festival along with Fox Deluxe and Flyover Country. We've got the guy responsible for that show and a bunch of other ones here with me in the studio, Mr. Mike Nolan. Thanks for coming down, Michael.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right, so what else we got going on? We talked about tonight and tomorrow at Rose, but there's a lot of other, at the Blue Note, but we've got a lot of other things coming up over the course of the next couple months. Let's talk about Summerfest a little bit.
Yeah. So we had a big run, actually, May and a good chunk of June, where it was like we had one, sometimes two Summerfests a week down at the park at Rose.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully for me and my staff, we got a little bit of a break because those are sometimes labor-intensive events to put together. But yeah, so our next one is actually going to be August 18th. It's NACO and Medicine for the People.
Huh.
Those guys are great.
Who's NACO?
He is like this sort of like hippie kind of tree hugging jam band rocker kind of guy. They've got a cool look, they've got a good vibe. We've had them before at the Blue Note. They're great.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's another show where it's gonna be really cool vibes in the park.
And what's the full name of that band?
NACO and Medicine for the People.
NACO and Medicine for the People.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
So that's the next one we got at Rose. We've got a couple tricks up our sleeve still. Probably going to end up with one or two more on 9th Street before it's all said and done. Sometimes our Summerfest series bleeds into the fall a little bit.
Right.
I think 2 years ago we had a Summerfest that was like 3 days before Halloween, but
hey, that's all right.
Yeah, keeping summer going.
Yeah.
But yes, we have that coming up in August. A couple other big things at Rose that I'm excited for. Fortune Fest. This will be our third year producing that festival. I think third or fourth.
Yeah, I've been to the last two. I don't know if there was one before that, but they were both great. In fact, last year was really good. One of my favorite shows of the year with that Fortune Fest.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's great. We get to book such a diverse lineup, all in one day. We close the street down in front of Rose. We've got food trucks. We've got people selling crafts and crystals and, metal bracelets and like all that kind of stuff. We got people reading tarot cards out in the street.
That's right,
It's pretty cool. We've like jugglers and almost like sideshow people kind of roaming around.
Yeah, yeah, the fire spinners there.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm excited. We actually just Pat Kay, our talent buyer, I'm sure some of the listeners are familiar
with the Kay Brothers.
Yeah, he just finalized confirmed all the bands, I think, on Monday officially
for Fortune Fest.
So awesome. We should be announcing those soon, but I like am really, really stoked for that announcement because every year it's a combination of nationally touring talent and local talent,
right?
And we're doing that again this year, but this year every single act is from Missouri.
Awesome.
So between locals and people in St. Louis and Kansas City, of all different genres and calibers and levels. I'm really, really pumped for that one.
Very good. That's an August show as well?
That's August. I believe it's August 17th, if that's a Saturday.
Let's see how good the website is.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if it's up there yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just curious. I know you've got all the July.
I know. Yeah, it's like, I think it's the 17th. And then the following Saturday, we have Midmo Pride Fest down there, too. So we have like two big street festivals back to back weeks. So we got a bunch of fun stuff coming up at the end of the summer.
Awesome.
I just pulled it up on my booking calendar. August 17th for Fortune Fest, and then August 24th for Pride Fest. If anybody who's listening hasn't been to Pride Fest before, that's a great time too. It's family friendly event. They've got a million vendors. It actually blows me away every year how many vendors they cram on that street.
Right.
Not literally a million, but I think it's something like 80 or 85 or something like that. A bunch of great bands. We do some themed drinks that are fun, and like I said, it's family friendly. So there's, I think they have like they bring a bounce house, so the kids have something to do. There's a little like kids zone. Cool stuff coming up in August there.
And I gotta give your web wizard credit. August is up there. There's all kinds of stuff for August
perfect.
Already.
Yeah,
and in fact, I just saw on August 8th. Radke's coming
back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of my faves. That was a great show down at Rose. I don't know, in March, I guess it
something
was.
Something like that, yeah. They were
late
just,
March.
Yeah, they were just here a couple months ago. They're actually Fortune Fest alums as well from last year.
Yeah, that's where I saw them first.
Yeah.
Those, incredible.
Those kids are great. The first time they played at Rose was back when it was still Mojo's, and I remember it was one of those shows I didn't really get the chance to check them out ahead of time. I like, looked at their name, looked at their picture. They're kind of punk, rocky, grungy looking. I was
right.
I know what to expect here, and I walked in, and they just blew me away.
Yeah. Well, I know my friend Tiffany, who used to work down down there. Yeah. I think she's the one who bucked him or something like that.
She might have been or steered him in the right direction or something. But they're great. And then, well, that first show, they get off stage and then we come to find out, I'm going to mess up the exact ages, but they were like 15, 16, and 17.
Okay. Yeah, they're like, still real young and just tearing it up.
So they're a few years older now, but those kids are great. We love having them through.
Fantastic. Yeah, so great stuff coming all summer. Tomorrow night, actually, we didn't talk about what's happening at Rose tomorrow. Let's mention that Mojo Rising show.
Yeah, that's a Doors tribute. So that those guys are great. We've had them, I think, a couple times down there. But they kill it. As far as a Doors tribute goes, I think they're great. I haven't seen a ton of Doors tributes, but I think they hit it pretty spot on.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another one that'll be down in the park. So, you know, if you're coming, feel free to, you know, bring a lawn chair, blanket, spread out, get comfortable.
A lot of fun out there. If you haven't been down to Rose Park anytime recently or anytime at all, for those listeners who are virgins to the program or to the music scene out here, it is a great time and a wonderful place to see music. The stage that you guys built out there, you really pulled no punches and really did it right. The sound system's great. The stage is beautiful, and it's a really enjoyable experience out there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was actually our goal when we built that stage was to have it spec'd almost exactly like the Blue Notes. So everything is pretty comparable, you know, maybe a little bit smaller than the stage, like in total, you know, square footage, but the idea was to get, you know, Blue Note caliber acts, or, you know, everything from local bands up to Blue Note caliber acts on that stage, and we're seeing that this summer, so.
Yeah, speaking of local guys, we got Matt Woods and Tim Carey and some other guys are going to be playing Sunday as well.
Absolutely.
How are you familiar with Matt?
I've seen him a few times. Actually, the first time, I saw him, I think it was when Andy and the boys from the Hoot and Hollers brought him through.
Yeah, they've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, so he's great. He's got that kind of, like, gritty southern rock country Americana feel going on. He's a great storyteller too, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I'm not working that one, but I think that might be one of the shows that I come down and actually kick my feet up and
says a lot when you get a lot of music that comes by you, so when there's a show that you actually choose to go to, I think that says something. So Matt Woods and the Natural Disasters, that's Sunday, along with Tim Carey and Weston Harris Hill. I'm not familiar with.
You know, I'm not either. I'm not sure if that. A lot of times those guys, you know, it's a close-knit group that they have there. So sometimes when they're booking a gig for themselves, they'll say, hey, I got my buddy with me, so let's add him to the bill. So I'm not familiar with him, though. So.
Okay. All right. And one other thing I'll mention that's coming up next week is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
You've been doing a Movies in the Park sort of series. How's that been working out?
They've been great. We had some bad luck with Mother Nature the first, like, four movies, of course. But
oh, my God. The spring is crazy.
Yeah. We've been smooth sailing since then. But yeah, that's another great series. We have like a big movie screen that actually goes over like the whole width of the front of the stage. So yeah, as soon as the sun goes down, we fire up the projector. And we've been showing movies. Pepe opens. He crushes it. He sells a bunch of tacos that night. We set up like an outdoor bar. Four Hands and 1220 Spirits are actually our sponsor for that series.
Awesome.
So we set up a bar outside that has all the Four Hands like beer and the 1220 they're doing like canned cocktails now that are really good. We've got a popcorn machine out there. So yeah, that's another cool event. Come watch a movie under the stars.
Yeah. And are you doing that like on a regular basis? Is it going to be like a weekly thing?
Yeah. Generally speaking, it's every Tuesday. Every now and then, like this week, for example, we had Blackfoot Gypsies. When they were routing through, it was just the only day that was going to work out for them, so we just took a week off this week for Movies in the Park. But yeah, generally speaking, it's every Tuesday. I forgot to give a shout out to Chris Bailey, who does Voodoo Snow. He comes out and sets up his snow cone truck.
Also runs the skateboard shop out there on the loop,
Parkside.
Yeah.
So he's a great addition to that series as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
All right, I tell you what, let's take a little break here. We've got my good friend Justin Hickerson on the line here. I'm going to say hi to him in a minute, but I'm going to play a quick one here. So, Justin, hang around, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. This one's from Julian Davis. He played on Wednesday as well down there at the Red, White, and Bluegrass Festival. I want people to hear this. It's fantastic. And then we'll come back and chat a little bit more with Mr. Mike Nolan, and we'll say hi to my main man on the street, Justin Hickerson. Back in a few minutes. It's Mike. You listen to Radio Orbit. No, it's not. It's Open Mic Radio on KOVN Columbia, 89.5 FM.
I was born way down in the Southland. Mm-hmm. some 20 odd years ago. Well, I ran away for the first time when I was just 4 years old. I'm born man. Well, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, put a back road by the railroad track. Got a gal in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Got a little woman in San Antonio. Well, I always heard the gal next door in. And where is home? I'm a born man. Highway, put a back row by the railroad tracks. Yeah, man, I like my picking. Any man, I like my songs. Well, man, I like the way I look, but you like the way I'm gonna be born, man. My home is on my bed. I know every inch of highway, put a back road by the railroad tracks. One more time, check it out now. I know every inch of highway, put a back road by the railroad tracks.
All right. There you go. There's a quick one from Mr. Julian Davis. If you were lucky enough to catch him on Wednesday down there at Rose, that was good stuff. All right. Now we're going to switch gears really quickly and say hello to my main man on the street, the troubadour drummer, the Grassmaster himself, Justin Hickerson. What's up, my brother?
What up, Mike and Mike? Having a mic party.
Hey, buddy.
On open mic.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying a day off.
Nice.
I'm pruning my, I say pruning, I'm just dinking around with the, I've got a few cacti out on my back patio.
Wow, there you go.
Much too much water them. For them. Are they going to live with all this rain?
Yeah, I keep a, like a really, really sandy soil in them. And so they all seem to be pretty happy. There's a couple of them that I've had to bring in. And, in fact, one of them is a Missouri native cactus, so it's doing just fine. But I've got a couple that are starting to flower, and I'm just trying to make sure that everyone's happy over here because they put on a nice little show when
they're
on their flowers.
It's a great band called the Cactus Flowers.
Yeah. I didn't know you had such a green thumb, Justin. Is that why they call you the Grassmaster?
They call me a Grassmaster for a number of reasons, Mr. Nolan.
He actually does have a little landscaping business, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did know that, yeah.
So he can get away with it.
Me and Patrick, we are very much into the grass.
Speaking of that, how's the grass growing these days? You've been chopping it? Usually you're calling me from the tractor or from the truck or something.
Yeah, we actually worked all the way through the weekend so that everyone would be all freshed up for the 4th of July, and then I got to take a little four-day weekend for mowing, but I had practice yesterday. I've got practice tonight playing in Kansas City with the Ridge Runners tomorrow.
So if anyone's
in Kansas City tomorrow, come on out to Westport, and then, of course, I'm playing with Tim on Sunday.
I think you're playing at the farmer's market tomorrow in the morning, aren't you?
That's correct.
Yeah,
I am doing that.
10 o'clock.
For,
10 to noon.
Nice little reminder.
That's me reminding him. No, actually, we just set that up the other day. We had another band that was going to come and play, but they weren't able to make it. So Justin is being friendly enough to come down and play a couple hours on short notice. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. If not, then we won't have to sweat it, you know?
Yeah.
I've got a fraction of some Mighty Choctaw in me down there somewhere, so I can do a little dance.
I like it.
If it takes to raining.
I'll dance with you, Justin. Yep.
Well, it's cool hearing you guys on the radio here. You know, Mike Nolan and I used to work at Shakespeare.
We were just talking about how Shakespeare's was such a nexus for, you know, friendships and just the whole gang. There's so many people that were connected through Shakespeare's at some point, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of down there in the nuts and bolts of kind of everything else that's going on later. It's weird.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like it's like the cultivation of cool people in Columbia.
Right. I don't know what happened, man.
Justin, where's that show at in Kansas City tomorrow?
It's at the Westport Saloon, which honestly, for my money, is one of my favorite places to play.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Yeah, great little venue.
Outside of Columbia, at least.
Is it your guy's show, or are you supporting someone?
I think, you know, I don't think that there's anybody from Kansas City playing. I think just, because you know Westport, I think it's just going to be a big old crowd anyway.
That's awesome.
Cool.
So I don't know. I feel bad that every time I plug a show on here, I have zero details other than I'm showing up to play.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. What about tonight? You got anything going on? You going to go down to the Rose Show or anything? There's some happy hour stuff going on.
I may swing down there around dinner time or so, but I've actually got Ridge Runners practice from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight, so I'll probably miss out on the fun part, but I may come down there and mingle around.
All right,
so I don't know, Mike.
Well, you don't know a lot this morning. That's all right, Justin. No big deal. Good to hear from you though, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, and then hopefully tomorrow evening as well.
Yeah, we'll be around. Y'all take it easy.
Yeah.
All right, see take you, it Justin. Easy, brother.
All right, Merry Christmas, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right, Happy New Year. All right, it's Mike, and it's Open Mic Radio. That was Justin Hickerson. He is a fantastic drummer, plays with the Ridge Runners, of course, and he also plays with Paul Weber and the Scrappers, and you'll find him out with the Daves as well. But he also plays a mean guitar, and he writes some real nice songs, and he'll be playing some acoustic music tomorrow morning at the Farmer's Market down there at the Parkade Center. And then, again, you can catch the Ridge Runners tomorrow night at the Westport Saloon. That's a great little venue. So, okay, back to Mike, though. Mr. Nolan, what were we going to talk about? We've got
things on the list.
The Medium show. Let's talk about that.
So for people who don't know, every now and then, we at the Blue Note will do things outside of just live music. Everything from weddings to corporate parties to stuff like this coming Thursday, we have a medium or a clairvoyant, or I'm not sure what the technical term is, but she's going to be in the house on Thursday, and she's going to be talking to dead people. So it sounds pretty cool to me. I have no idea what is going into this show. I don't want to call it an act, but you know, I just reached out to her to connect the dots on a few things right before the holiday. So I'm hoping I hear back from her in a couple of days, because I'm very curious myself.
But, I am too.
But yeah, it's like you know, we're gonna put chairs out on the dance floor and like try to get everyone close up to the stage, and yeah, I you know, from what I've seen online or like TV, like I think she's going to
summon the spirits.
Yeah, talk to people's dead grandmothers and stuff like that.
Holy
so,
smokes. All right, so this is Thursday, the 11th of July.
Yeah.
An Evening with Spirits featuring the renowned evidential medium Brittany Buckwalter.
Yeah, I know.
Very interesting.
So, yeah.
All right, and I'm not judging.
No, I'm not either. Judging. Yeah.
You know, I think
I think it's great. Again, you know, like when I started my career at the Blue Note, I didn't realize how many different events and shows and things I would get to see, and now I get to check a medium off the list.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
And you know, speaking of that, you've been with the Blue Note for how long now? Over the years?
It was 8 years in June, but it's been it was 4 years in February that I've been the GM.
So, right. So
I've been around for a bit.
And Mike's a young man, so for the young folks out there, is a great example of just deciding that you want to get involved in something, get involved, and then just do it right, and the next thing you know, you can be the general manager of a major music venue, which is what Mike is,
and he does
a great job bringing music to Columbia here for all of us to hear, and he's got a great staff that helps him out. Pat does a great job, and you've got a whole bunch of other really good people.
Yeah, there, so. I appreciate that. I certainly have to give a shout out to my crew. I've got the best supporting cast that makes me look good every day. So.
Well, that's a good team is what it's about.
Yeah,
you know, it really is. So, all right, good job, you guys. That's awesome. And let's see what else we're going to talk about. Steve Earle.
Yeah. So we just announced that one a couple weeks ago. I know that. So I mentioned Pat Kay, who's one of our head or really only talent buyers. But I know that was a big bucket list act for him. So it's funny, actually, the first time I saw his band, the K Brothers, when I heard them play Copperhead Road, I think I had maybe, well, actually, it might not even have been the K Brothers. It might have been one of his
many other incarnations of bands, but it was shortly after I started working at the Blue Note, and I was still sort of a novice and was like kind of stuck in my little comfort zone of music that I listened to. But anyways, I was watching one of their shows and they covered Copperhead Road, and that song blew me away. And as soon as they got off stage, I ran up to Pat and was, you know, was like, that song was amazing. Like, you know, how'd you write that? Or what made you write that or something? And he was like, that's not Steve my song. Like, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, the rest of the show was good too. But, yeah, I know I was really happy for Pat when he landed that. And I'm stoked too. I mean, that's an easy sellout.
Oh,
there's no question that one's going to sell out. So,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that one's on sale too. If you're listening and you're a fan, I would definitely try to scoop up your tickets as quick as you can. You can get them online whenever you want. And then if you want to avoid service fees, the Blue Note box office is open every Friday from noon to 3. And then also...
Yeah, just walk up.
Yep, and then also in the evenings when we're like open for a ticketed event. So.
Okay. Once again, that's August 24th, Steve Earle at the Blue Note. Put that one on your calendar, people.
That'd be great. And then also, incredible. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think... American Aquarium is opening that show.
Huh. I'm not familiar. What are they like?
I wasn't either. And when I was talking with Pat about it, I think they're like a bluegrass Americana band that kind of fits in that same vein. But right. they were actually going to have their own headlining date that night at the Blue Note, and then when the Steve Earle thing came around, they were able to kind of just meld it into one show. So
right on.
From what I understand, it's going to be really solid support on that bill as well. So
fantastic. All right, people, lots and lots of good stuff coming on. I'm going to play one from Phineas Gage here. They're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Blue Note.
Yeah.
And we're getting close to the end of the show here, so we'll have a couple more things to chat with Mr. Mike Nolan about, but then we'll wrap it up with a couple more from Mercer and Johnson. I've got two more that I'm going to roll on out of here with at the end of the program. So without further delay, this is Phineas Gage. Once again, they are playing tomorrow night at the Blue Note with Mercury Trio and the Unfashionables Rock and Roll Show. This song here is not particularly indicative of their sound. It's a little bit on the softer side, just for my early morning listeners, but it's still, you'll get a feel for what this band is like. Phineas Gage tomorrow night at the Blue Note, and you're hearing it right now on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. All right, there's one called Early Sun from Phineas Gage. Again, you can catch them tomorrow tomorrow night at the Blue Note. All right, we've got Mike Nolan here from the Blue Note. He's the general manager of the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall, and we've got a couple other things to talk about. Mike, what about this band Think No Think, July 31st?
Yeah, those guys are awesome. So I had no idea who they were until they came to town in March, and they opened up for Gary Clark Jr. at the Blue Note.
Yeah.
And they blew me away. They're like a psychedelic rock band. They just have a really, really cool sound. And yeah, I got to ham it up with them a little bit. Gary Clark, you know, had a pretty large touring party, and they took up most of the space in the green room. And I felt bad for those guys. You know, they didn't have a bus they could hang out on. They're just in a van. So so I rearranged a few things in my office and, like, set up their hospitality in my office and made them a little makeshift green room in there.
Nice.
And they were super appreciative of it. And, after their set, I, like, ran upstairs with a record and was like, will you guys please sign this? You guys are incredible.
Where are they out of?
You know, I can't remember. I asked them, but that was in one ear and out the other, I think. Yep. But they're super cool, and it's great when I get to see stuff like that, because I don't know if it was in my closing email or the next day, like, I went up and, like, was nudging Pat, and I was like, you got to get these guys back. Yeah, they're great. And now here we are. They're coming back July 31st.
Very good. All right. Think No Think, July 31st. That's a Rose show, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. That'll be a cool one. And then we've got... the Bokomo Ramble.
Yeah, September 1st. That is that's the Labor Day weekend. Uh-huh. So yeah, that's always a killer. This is I don't even know.
I think Mercer and Johnson was there last year.
Yeah, I think they're always on the bill.
Among a bunch of other great acts.
Yeah. This is, like, I gotta be the eighth one now.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of them.
So yeah, that's always a blast. Same deal. You know, we do everything outside in the park.
Bunch of sponsors, food, all kinds of stuff.
Sponsors, food. Great beer deals. It's a good party, so I always look forward to that one every year.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is a lot of great stuff coming up, man.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
you guys are jamming it.
Yeah, summer, fall is going to be good.
All right.
Yeah, we're starting to fill up that October calendar too, which I'm getting excited about. It's always great. I love being able to see the bands, but then I'm like, okay, let's tell people now. I want them to know. But, you know, the agents and everything, you got to have the marketing tools in place and everything else for the announcement. So,
how far do you typically book ahead?
I mean, it depends on how far bands are you know, planning their tours. I mean, we're holding dates already for, like, February 2020.
No kidding.
But yeah, generally speaking, for the Blue Note, you know, 2 to 3 months out, sometimes 4 or 5. Rose is a little bit shorter of a window. I mean, we can book stuff, you know, early on at Rose, but generally speaking, that's like 6-8 weeks out. So
I got people asking about shows that were unexpectedly good or bad. Have you ever had, you just talked about one that was unexpectedly good. That was the Think No Think show.
Yeah, that was great. Another one that was unexpectedly good was years ago. Well, I shouldn't say years, but a couple years ago, we had this band called P-Lander Z come through Rose. And for anybody that hasn't heard of them, which is probably most people, check them out. They're amazing. They have their
P-Lander Z.
P-Lander Z. They are all superheroes from the planet Z. And they all have, like, crazy get-ups that they wear. And, like, their music videos are awesome, and they're this, like, just, like, fast-paced punk rock band. Like, their songs can't be more than a minute and a half or 2 minutes long,
right?
But they're incredible. And then, like, when they came to Rose, it was funny because once we checked them out, you know, myself and the staff were just pumped, and we were, you know, trying to get a bunch of people out there, and it wasn't a great turnout. I think there was, like, 60 or 70 people, but,
right?
But so they start off the set, and for the first, like, 30 minutes of the set, they didn't play a lick of music. They were, like, bringing people onto stage and, like, putting them on their shoulders and then just, like, having them mash on their guitar. And, like, at one point, like, some of them got out off stage and were, like, running the lead singer into people, doing, like, human bowling. And so after about, like, 25 minutes, I'm starting to sweat, and I'm like, are these guys going to play any music? And then they finally go into their set, and that ended up being just a really, really great surprise of a show. They have this song, actually, you should check it out too. It's called So Many Mike.
Gotta do it now.
Yeah, these guys, they're from somewhere in Asia. I don't want to guess, but they're from overseas, and So Many Mike is basically about, the gist I get from it is that how
all white dudes like us look the same, and it's hilarious.
So many Mike.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But any unexpectedly bad, fortunately enough, I haven't experienced a ton of that. There's definitely some bands that like come through where that like have a lot of hype behind them, and then they just don't do it for me. But yeah, usually every experience I've had is pretty pleasant. You know, couple nightmare tour managers here and there, but that doesn't necessarily mean the band is a nightmare. So yeah, it's on the up and up for the most part.
All right, one last question from the people out there: is there if there were one or two acts that you could get? Like just on your bucket list,
yeah.
You know, would you be willing to share anyone that you just personally that you just love to see come to the show?
A bucket list band for me that we wouldn't be able to do in the Blue Note, but we'd have to probably do it on 9th Street, and I don't even know if we could do it out there. More for the permissions from the city, I think. But I really would love to book or be involved with someday a Slayer show. And I know that I think this is their last tour, but I think they've said that for the last five tours or something. So who knows how long they'll be around. But I haven't even ever seen them either. I was this close to seeing them this past tour or the present tour that they're on, and it just didn't work out. So that would be definitely one. Yes, I know there's an answer there, and I've just got so many bands coming out of my head.
Well, you already gave an answer, so all right, there it is. Yeah. You never know, you might see Slayer here in
Columbia. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, Mr. Nolan, Michael, it's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming down, and hope people had their notebooks out and their calendars, because there's a lot of great things coming up.
Totally, yeah.
All right, man. I'll catch you later this weekend.
All right, yeah, thanks, Mike.
Take care, Mike. That's Mike Nolan from the Blue Note and Rose, and doing a great job of bringing wonderful music here to Columbia for quite some time now. All right, we're going to play a song from Mercer & Johnson called Ghost Stories on the way out here. Got a minute to mention what's coming up. Let's see. There's a band called Sliced Bread. You familiar with these guys, Sliced Bread? Some young guys.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, they're going to be on the show here in the next couple weeks. I mentioned I'm trying to get Van Ghost. He just works on Friday, so it's tough to get him down here to do some hip-hop for us. The Sweaters will be here sometime soon. Another group of young musicians. Mike Marshall. Guitar player for the Royal Furs, but also a very good singer-songwriter. Mike's going to come down one of these Fridays. Nick Gorham will be down here. Steph Foley, if I can drag her in. John Thomas, I think we're going to do something with him. I'm hoping to get Tom Andes, the jazz piano player from that plays down at Murray's Lot. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
And anyway, if we can pull that off, that'd be a good one. But you know, we'll keep it going. If you want to get a hold of me, Mike Hagan at MikeHagan.com. You can email me. The website is MikeHagan.com. And you can click over to Open Mic Radio, and all of these shows are archived there. If you miss a show or if you want to download it and listen to it or share it with friends, whatever, you can get all that stuff online, okay? All right, stick around. Hope things are really good for you. We've got Speaking of the Arts with the wonderful Diana Moxon coming up in just a few minutes. Enjoy the weekend. It's First Friday tonight. Hopefully the weather cooperates. Get out there, have some fun. Enjoy yourselves. Take care of everybody. And be at you next week. This is a song called Ghost Stories. Once again, new music from Mercer & Johnson.
It all on faith and
hope she don't buck. Two fists, a good knife, a lukewarm Irish love. That's the kind you call on, whether they're your tribe or not. And everything solid suddenly looks shaky or shot. And I'd run it past you. We don't talk anymore, and you know that's true. And I'd run it past her, but she calls them ghost stories, questionable. One of these days, when the weather cold trends, I'm gonna snowbird it south where the nights never ends. I'm gonna grab me a spot where that rolling grass floats. Never step north of 10, no matter how hard she.